I think Southern Baptist educators have tended not to think of themselves as pastors at all. In part, it's a survival tactic. If you want to stay in many churches, the first rule is not to think of yourself as one of the church's pastors, lest you threaten the church's real pastor. But more than the survival issue, I also think that Southern Baptist education ministers have sometimes just gotten more interested in process, method, organization, and structure than in rigorous theological reflection. They've been more enticed by the education that obtains a behavioral objective than inclined toward the education that bows before a sacred mystery. So in part it's their interest, in part it is life as we live it politically in Baptist churches. But what I want to argue for is that congregations need education ministers who will bring pastoral sensitivities to their tasks. The church needs an overseer of the didache, not just a program. The gospel continues to need a manger, not just a manager. And I don't mean at that point to belittle any administrative tasks of the church. They are there and they must be done. But we've got to understand the education ministry of the church at its core as a theologically articulate and informing part of what the church is doing. Not just running the show. Not just being the manager. Could run a big church or IBM. Doesn't make any difference. Same skills either place. Well, you know, that's my load of hay. I think that we are at a time, as I suggested yesterday, when we need not to invent a new program or a new idea about education or a new methodology. I think we are at a time of reevaluating and looking again at what we already know to be true. You are likely aware of Thomas Kuhn's paradigm about the structure of scientific revolutions, in which he suggests that major scientific advances don't happen because there was a new instrument or a big new scientific discovery. They have tended to happen because somebody looked at all of the data that was already there and saw it differently. There were no new scientific instruments that led to the discovery that the sun was at the center of our solar system and not the Earth. It was taking all of the astronomical data that existed at the time and reconfiguring how it went together. I don't think we need new educational inventions. I do think that we need, as ministers of the gospel, to look once again at what we already have. To claim as pastors that we're not good pastors unless we are understanding ourselves as teaching ministers in the life of the church, and to understand that we're not good ministers of education unless we understand that we are working at a pastoral task. We can work out together what that means politically in staff relationships, but we will continue to deprive the church of the kind of education it needs, in my opinion, if we don't come together. Well, I tried to argue my point in the context of what happened to me out there in my banishment. And I guess the question comes, why should I so mix who I am with the argument I've wanted to assert? I guess the answer to that question for me lies in my most fundamental image of education. Authentic education in the community of faith is always a life with life event. Real teaching and real learning are not merely the processes of sorting out facts and chasing after ideas. Rather, they intertwine lives and hopes, vision and ideas, longing and acting. If we learn together, we will not just embrace a subject, we will end up embracing one another. Well, it's time to go to class. And as you go, I encourage you to imagine with me the gift of teaching, not only for the ministers of church who are gathered in this school, but for the faithful people in congregations who gather as a school on Sunday. And the turkey farm, by the way, was finally sold. It has two subdivisions and one great big Nazarene church on it now. No more turkeys. And I looked around in the teaching ministry of the church, and there aren't any turkeys there either. How about that? Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Aylshire, for being with us. For those of you who don't have a class this next hour, you're welcome to join us for the dialogue session down in Binkley 105. May we pray. May the grace of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ be in your hearts. Amen.